There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to be dead honest with you right now. I am feeling angsty today.
About what?
Everything. Everything. Not everything. You know, Christy's great. Kids are good. You know,
good.
Life's good. There's food on the table. But like,
right.
Everything. Sports. First of all, the Dodgers are in the World Series. I don't like that.
Hosting.
I don't like that. Then I arrive at work and there is a large man in a Cowboys jersey greeting me. I don't like that. I love him,
yeah,
but I don't like that. Like he was like, "Are you mad?" I would go, "I'm not mad at your jersey. I just don't like it. It brings about a when I see a Cowboy jersey or that stupid star, it brings out an emotional reaction to me. It tightens my shoulders. And the 49ers, who are a billion times better than the Dallas Cowboys, have to win. They have got to win this game." And we were all talking this out within the last hour, and here's how Grandy sort of pitched it to me in one thought, and I accepted it, so I'll share it. They lose this game, the alarms go off.
What alarms?
12 alarm fire alarms.
No, but which alarms? Because there are different alarms.
I only use the one on my iPhone.
Well,
That's the only one that I have.
There's the Fire Kyle alarm.
No.
There's the, like, don't bring Christian back because the season's over alarm. There's the, like, you know, fire the special teams coordinator alarm. There's the fire the DC alarm. There are alarms.
I'm not trying to fire people here.
But I want to know what the alarm is.
We have a major, major problem, and I think it's likely they're going to miss the playoffs. Kind of an alarm.
Wow.
That's the alarm that will go off if they lose this football game. They can't lose this football game. This team is awful that they're playing.
Yeah,
they
offer, 3-3. You are what your record says you are.
And you know that I hate that statement.
It's funny, and I'm only saying that because they're 3-3, and they probably should be 2-4, maybe 1-5, and the Niners are 3-4, and they should be 5-2. So, yeah, you are what your record says you are, but when you look at these teams, they're more than a half game. Like, they're a half game worse than Dallas in the standings, and they're probably two games better than Dallas. They should be.
The 49ers are in last place in the West, and we all damn know they're the best team in the division. Like, I mean, I feel that way. Like, I just, it's not so much that you aren't what your record says you are, because that's what governs what happens next. So you are what your record says you are, but there's context to all of that. And it is a week-to-week league. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're all a joke for losing to the Rams, but it's okay that you lost to the Vikings. Well, the Rams beat the Vikings last night. So what does that mean? I'll tell you, nothing. It means nothing. This is all circumstantial all the time. It's week to week. It's styles make fights. It's all of those things. So I don't care that the Cowboys are 3-3. They could be 1-5 or 5-1. I watch the games, and they offer nothing to the opponent. The Cowboys literally have nothing that they do well. And that's not me being Niner fan arrogant. Kurt Warner said the exact same thing to us yesterday. They don't do anything well. Absolutely nothing. So you cannot lose this game. The alarms go off if you lose this game.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, the alarms are already off, in my opinion.
Okay,
like,
and that's
at
fair.
3-4.
That's fair.
The fact that you've blown two games and, you know, Kansas City came in here and handled you, the alarms are already going off. And so even if you win this, yeah, the alarms are sounding. And I looked at David Lombardi's Twitter earlier and his tweet about their record before the bye and after the bye over the last 3 years is remarkable. And they've been mediocre. They're 500 before the bye, and they're amazing after the bye. So I do believe that that still holds as a chance for Kyle to adjust and, you know, make the adjustments based on whatever roster they have going forward. No Ayuk. Debo, I'm guessing, will play. I know that, you know, today was...
questionable tag for Debo and Kittle, but yeah, right. I think they're probably...
they're probably both going to be up, and, you know, Pearsall gets a chance to step up, and Mason's going to be up, so... yeah, for me, there's no excuses about injuries going into this game.
No, I'm with you, unless, of course, we wake up Sunday morning, and or I guess it would be Sunday night by the time it matters, and a bunch of people that are a big part of the game plan, you know, come up with pneumonia. So,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm with you if the players that are a part of the game plan end up playing in the game. If that happens, then sure, no excuses. And by the way, this is just sort of the way I feel like we get a little bit too focused on that word. I don't know why that has to always be where we go after a 49er game or any game for
excuses?
That matter. Excuses.
What's the replacement word? Reasons.
I guess. And there are good ones and bad ones. There are valid ones and ones that are not valid, I think. I think, you know what I mean? Like, should the Niners be 3-4? Of course not. Of course not.
But they are.
Right. But injuries, for example, injuries are not something that I would look to and say, well, that's why you're 3-4. Like, that's why you lost to the Rams and Cardinals. No, you lost to the Rams and Cardinals because you puked on yourself in the fourth quarter. You puked on yourself. And that happens sometimes. Teams puke on themselves. Niners have done it twice. That's annoying. Now, the Niners are X in the red zone. Now, that's when I can go, I think injuries are playing a role there. It's not the whole thing. So the Niners, like, how effective are they right now? Injuries are hurting them. But...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
But you don't get to use that every. It's not a catch-all, especially since it feels like if you've got a fantasy team, you damn well know it feels like everybody's hurt. It feels like everybody's hurt this season. So, yeah, that's but too much of like, man, it feels sometimes like you can't even talk about a game anymore without everyone screaming the word excuses. Nobody needs that. I'm not on the team. You're not on the team. I don't need an excuse. Like, there's no attachment there. Like,
right. To me, there are no excuses.
Okay.
None. Unless you want to talk about losing your quarterback.
I don't even want to use it as that, though. Like, are there reasons that things happen?
Sure. There are reasons, yeah. But as a head coach and as a team, your job is to account for those reasons. Whether or not they're excuses or not, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is your job is to go out there and win the game.
Yeah.
And you didn't against Arizona, and you didn't against the Rams, and Kansas City was better than you, and so was Minnesota, so fine. Whatever it is, you go out against Dallas at home, a Dallas team coming off a bye, yes, but a team that cannot run the ball, can't really stop the run, and they have one real weapon on offense in the passing game. For me, there are no reasons why you shouldn't win this game. Outside of your special teams, again, being a major, major problem, and you give up a kick return or a punt return or whatever happens, that could be a factor as to why you lose the game. But you could use excuses or reasons, whatever you want to use. This is a game that you should win.
Agreed. I didn't even know this. Did you know that this thing opened at 6 and it's down to 4?
Right. Yeah.
Why?
Probably because of injuries, you know?
Cowboys have them too.
Right.
Micah Parsons is out.
Yeah, maybe it's the money coming in on a team coming off a bye. Hmm. And I was looking at the stats for teams against the spread with a rest advantage, which Dallas is going to come in. And those teams have a losing record this year.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking at 14 and 18 teams with a rest advantage. Now, that could be one day, that could be 7 days, it could be 8 days, whatever it is, but teams with a rest advantage have a losing record against the spread, including Tennessee 0-3. Well, Philadelphia 0-2.
Tennessee is another one of those teams that doesn't really have a whole lot to offer.
Miami 0-2, New England 0-2, but this is against the spread. So
right, I understand that. I understand that.
Tennessee's probably getting a lot of points in these games.
Yeah, you're also. I mean, you mentioned three teams that honestly cannot score touchdowns. They just can't even score touchdowns.
Arizona 0-1.
Yeah.
Rams 0-1.
Interesting.
Etc.
Yeah. But interesting. I think that number's low. The 49ers again. This is not about who is outperforming who. This is not about who's hurt. If you want to dive deeper into actual matchups that will be happening on the field in this game, linemen versus linemen,
yep,
linebackers versus run game, the Cowboys just, good Lord, as much as I hate it, I have to accept your phraseology of no excuses. I can't even think of a way that the 49ers get outplayed in this game, which is why I'm saying what I'm saying. If they lose this game, it is like, it's like your iPhone is right next to your ear. And it'll sound like my house in the morning. I would love if anybody's got an idea of what to do with kids who don't wake up to their alarm. It doesn't work. They're fine. It's like my mom did this one time when I was a kid, not on purpose. She was very concerned though, because I'm a very deep sleeper, but I also am one of those people that when you go to bed, like I'll just say in my mind, I want to be up at...
Yeah, exactly.
And you are.
Yep.
I'm just up.
Yep.
But I was a very deep sleeper as a kid, and one time the battery went out on the smoke alarm, and the smoke alarm's right outside my room. And so it starts going off, and my parents come flying into the hallway, my sister down the hall, flying out. Everyone's like, what the hell's going on? And they're like, wait a minute, where's Mark?
Asleep, yeah.
No problem.
Right?
No problem. I'll sleep through anything.
Yeah.
You know me on an airplane. Sometimes I don't make it to takeoff. But what do you do with these kids? The alarm doesn't wake them up. You can sit there for 20 minutes. But that's what it's going to sound like in my head if the Niners lose this football game.
You know what I would do? I would be the alarm. and it would be two hands on the shoulders.
Well, yeah,
and
that's
wake him up, wake him up.
That's eventually what ends up happening.
Yes, of course.
But I'd like to not do that. I got to go down the stairs.
I get that. I get that. You know, it's a little uncomfortable,
like
but
someday they're not going to live with me, Dibs, and they need to wake up. You can't just sleep through life.
And at that point, they're going to have to be adults. And yeah. I just talked to my 21-year-old earlier on the walk to work, and today he decided he didn't want to get up and go to class. And it's like, you know what? You're a senior. You can do that. But when you're 17, no, you get the daddy wake up. You're going to wake up.
You know what we're going to do to wake y'all up? We're going to bring to you a former 49er quarterback who, like a Greg Cosell, like a Brian Baldinger, is now making money by grinding film. And he did a one-hour dive on the Niners versus the Chiefs, Brock Purdy's performance, Kyle Shanahan's play calls. Oh, my goodness, we got to talk it out with him because he's got a lot of thoughts on what's going on with this football team. I'm, of course, talking about none other than JT O'Sullivan, and he will join us next. We're sponsored by Safeway. We'd love your calls. What's your anxiety level at right now? The Dodgers are in the World Series. The Cowboys are on a plane coming to town. Let's talk it out. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Head to Safeway this week for this digital deal and more for members. Signature Select Pizza or DiGiorno.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.